Strange Brew Podcast.
Don't do that.
Welcome to Strange Brew Podcast, your favorite Canadian conspiracy, crime, and horror podcast. That's, as a familiar voice you might have known, it's Justin Taze.
Justin Taze.
Because guess what? It's Halloween. It's getting Halloween almost. It's not Halloween yet.
Close enough.
Yeah. So what we got to clap for is a little thing that we have to announce because we are Canadian. We have the legislation of having marijuana legalized in our country. So there's a lot of rules and restrictions. It always will be.
Hey, it's way better than it fucking was before.
Yeah. And what I said to Justin is that, like, my kids won't grow up in an age where you have to, in a sense, hide it and find it. Like, I gotta say one thing about this also is that my mom and grandmother are both nurses, and she didn't approve of me smoking weed, especially when I was young. I get that because, like, in a sense, it is right that it can, it affects your brain, when you're younger and stuff, and chemically imbalances it because it's, you're too, and when you're 18, 19, your brain starts to develop. But if I was smoking at, like, fucking 12, 13.
Yeah, me too. But, at the same time, then
I'm not stupid either.
No.
What I mean? I think it just changed how my brain worked, maybe emotional-wise, because I don't get emotional.
Yeah.
I get angry before anything.
Oh, okay. Anger first. Yeah.
So, we're going to announce that. That's why we did the little bong hit. That's a tribute to it. And we're getting close to Halloween. We're actually watching Evil Dead 2 because we're getting... I thought, you know, it's appropriate because it's kind of what we're getting into. It's creepy and it's some strange shit.
It's nice and old.
Yeah, and we're doing strange monsters for Halloween. So we'll do this definitely and get right into this with all this crazy shit. So like we talk about like, you know, like everyone's heard of like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And like the Mothman you even mentioned at work to me and stuff, which I was like, yeah, so like Bigfoot's been sighted. There's that we were talking at work about what we're going to do for the episode. And Justin's like, oh yeah, that video of Bigfoot where he's like walking. And I was like, we're just at work. I was like walking like the Bigfoot and shit because he like saunters. Like, he's got some swag to him almost.
Yeah. It's like a dude trying to be cool.
Yeah, literally. And like they say like a normal man wouldn't walk like this, but they think it's stage footage. But everyone's heard of this for some reason. Of all the weird, I was telling you about cryptozoology, is the study of monsters and like mythical monsters and beings that maybe are dead or like in like the Megalodon, like the shark.
So
it's a study of creatures that may have existed, maybe
dragons even, and
I'll also bring up cryptids because it is one of them. There is a trippy video of divers going down. And they're in this thing and stuff, and there is supposed to be a shark, and you can see half of it, and the gills open, and it's bigger than this cage that is supposed to fit humans in, that, like, when you go down to the ocean, and it's massive. Massive.
And this is a dead shark?
No, a real shark that would swim by, and you just see the fragment of it. It's massive. And the thing is, we've only literally searched 5% of the ocean.
That's
5%.
Very true.
We have no idea what's down there. And we talked about, even on the alien episodes, where that could be a good place where they hide their bases. They have so much technology.
Yeah, and there's Atlantis. It rises from the sea.
Yeah,
and
so who knows if these creatures still exist.
True.
And like Mothman is a well-known tale in West Virginia. People started seeing this moth creature kind of thing. Like it was taller than a human, and it had like a weird bug head, but it had large wings. And people, there's supposed to be even pictures of it. And it's like it's very weird.
My mom swears she's seen Mothman, so
She may have seen a reptilian because there's videos that's supposed to be because we talked about even that, like with the wings, right?
Yeah.
So we're getting.
I think she's loopy.
Oh, who cares?
Get into this.
Yeah. We're getting into the Dover Demon. So the Dover Demon obviously is in Dover in the States. And
not Port Dover.
No, not Port Dover, which no one in that would. And not
good point.
Your favorite Canadian podcast. So the Dover Demon is a creature sighted three different occasions in a town of Dover, Massachusetts, near to where the Salem witch trials happened. You know when we talked about that on the witches episode?
Yeah, do.
On April 21st and 22nd, 1977, it happened. All these things started happening due to appearances of certain pretty much like cattle were disappearing, and they didn't know, like, so they all these things about this creature, and I think it like would suck the blood of the things, like
kind of like the chupacabra. How
yes it oh there's another the cryptid blood. That we're not oh, mentioning yeah. on this one. I was gonna mention that too. A chupacabra is a weird little devil dog, and it, you know where chupacabra comes from, you know what the word means?
Goat El sucker. Diablo?
Goat sucker.
What? I thought it was all men.
It means goat sucker.
Wow.
Because it fucking, they found livestock that was drained of blood, and it just had two fang marks in the fucking neck. Creepy, eh?
That's pretty.
So let's get in the features and the appearance of this thing. Disproportionately large watermelon fucking shaped head. So it had this big ass weird head, and it has this glowing orange eyes. Piercing glowing orange eyes, rough flesh tone, long thin arms and legs. So this weird long thin arms, legs, but like big head. The skin was like sandpaper, which must be uncomfortable when they're fucking.
I I don't know why that came into this.
Because I think if like, you know, if you're...
That's true. Like if you were paper, one of them, they start a fire. Fucking do it, right?
I guess not. Whatever these are, they definitely maybe just created them in a lab.
Maybe.
It has no nose or mouth, which is also creepy. So like, there's no visible nose or mouth which people have seen from this thing. It could be a creature from who knows where, because you know, maybe you know it's in Massachusetts. when the whole witch trials is going on, like the consciousness like fucking fucked with everything and birthed this demon.
Yeah.
It was 3 feet tall and made a blood curdling noise, a sound like a hawk screeching. Like I guess what I think. Fuck.
That's probably what it was.
Like, you know, yeah, some hawk like fucking in the trees.
No, I meant the sound of the shit.
That's, so let's get in the next one. Let's get in the Jersey Devil. Tales started in the 1800s into the 20th century, so in our time, still talked about. A creature in Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey. So, like, in a sense, like, Kevin Smith, the guy, I think I mentioned this to you.
Yeah, that, movie or whatever.
Yeah, they do a show called Comic Book Men, but Kevin Smith's a director that's done, like, Jay and Silent Bob, Clerks, fucking all these great movies, Walrus, the Tusk movie, which is fucked. But they even fucked with them because they're all from Jersey. Kevin Smith's from Jersey, so was Jason Mewes. And they went out and they tried to trick their friend on the Comic Book Men show to get him to, like, go to the woods in the Pine Barrens. And their friend dressed up like the Jersey Devil and was making screeching sounds.
That'd be fucking horrifying.
Especially if they were like, let's go. And they had all, like,
they're all head, prepared.
Like, they have those fucking miner helmets with the lights on them and shit. Just looking in the woods.
They thought it
fucking hear that coming from the woods. You'd be scared shitless. And they ended up fucking with him. It was super funny.
Meanwhile, it's just Tom in the background.
So it makes, this thing also makes screeching sounds, which is a good example of what I just did. And the creature is described as a flying biped, which I don't know what the fuck that is, with hooves. So maybe like a fucking, maybe like a goat. Or whatever.
Yeah, you know? Like a devil-y kind of fucking.
Wings like a bat, so a... gross. Like, I like bats. I would have one as a pet, but they're creepy.
You would have one as a pet?
I think they would kind of
maybe bite its head off like Ozzy Osbourne just to be cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm on acid. Okay. So it resembles a horse also. So like they're just funny because it's like, isn't it like what you said? It's like Shrek's
babies. This is Shrek. Donkey. This is Donkey's babies from Shrek with
because,
the dragon.
There's photos of it, and literally it looks like that. It looks like a donkey with like bat wings, and it's small. Yeah. It's like a miniature donkey. The legends stem from a tale about Mother Leeds, a local witch, which we just talked about in our last episode to do with Halloween, right? Invoked the devil while giving birth. To her 13th child. 13.
Brilliant.
Bitch was fucking.
13th
bitch
child
was fucking.
With the devil?
No.
Oh, just her
13th
child.
So the 13th... she invoked her, like, the devil for a 13th child because 13 is a symbolic number with masonry and bad luck
and
superstition.
And that's fucking 13 knots in a noose.
Yes. Which
yes.
is fucked. I thought you said Nazis.
No, no, it's not Nazis. It is not.
We were talking about this earlier, and I thought you said Nazis.
In a proper news.
So, you know, this bitch was fucking.
All right.
12, think about it, 13, that's your 13th child?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, oh, I guess
yeah.
There's no birth control, and, clearly, and there's no condoms. No father. There's no condoms back in the fucking, like, you know, 17th century. Okay, but at least, like,
back in those days, they stuck together.
Yeah. Well, every time we fuck, these kids keep popping out. Like, it's that would be
I don't
true.
Know what's happening. Oh, no, yeah, I guess.
That's but actually trippy because think about it. We have condoms and birth control nowadays, but even back in those centuries, like, natives have certain techniques, but it wouldn't always work. And, like, what if you couldn't have sex without getting a bitch pregnant?
Yeah,
that would
exactly.
suck. Like, I keep having these goddamn kids because my dick is hard.
Can't pull out and die.
Yeah. So, throughout the 13th child, supposedly, the baby was born and turned into a demonic creature. And then, it flew the fuck off.
Flew the fucking coop.
It just left. This thing was birthed out of this woman's vagina. And
oh,
then it was
right
like,
out. Right yeah. out and gone.
And then just like, whoosh, gone.
Lovely.
So, this the hockey team is based on the New Jersey Devils, right? New Jersey Devils.
Yeah.
So, blame for dead livestock, strange footprints, and weird sounds. Even to this day. Clop, 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 and then it fucking flies off like a weird little horse. Early 1900s, rumors of the devil, and the New Jersey Devil, is still going on to this day. People
yeah,
are still
yeah.
doing it.
People still, like, following it or still thinking it's a thing?
Still hearing it.
Hearing it, yeah, oh, yeah. Thinking it's actually out there.
Thinking, what's going on? You know?
Yeah, that's kind of fucking cool.
So, let's get to my favorite one. Oh. I mentioned this to Justin slightly. This is the Flatwoods Monster.
I really need to know about this one.
I need to get a little shot in this for the whiskey that did we remember. We're drinking whiskey tonight. Just
yeah.
a Mickey. We're not going
oh,
too hard.
Oh, we did
no,
not.
No, we did not. We're drinking whiskey. Yeah, and it's almost Halloween. I'm excited. This episode is super fun.
It pretty much fucking is Halloween. I'm really upset I don't even get to go out for fucking Halloween.
You don't get to go out.
No, but I wanted
we
to dress
like
up. I work.
I know. I told my girlfriend next year we're fucking going out. We're doing some. We have a plan one day to just dress up like Jay and Silent Bob because she has long hair. She's throwing an overcoat. Yeah. And, like, put on a hat, and then I have my beard that I can make, like, look into his, and I can have a cigarette hanging out of my mouth.
You just don't fucking say anything.
But also, she's, like, so typical, but I want to be like, a serial killer and her be my victim.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
you could dress
yeah.
up, like, so many people, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or just,
exactly.
like, the Freddy or some shit. So, this is my favorite one, the Flatwoods Monster. This monster is a creepy motherfucker, okay? West Virginia, in Braxton County, September 12, 1952, reports of a creature started appearing that had this huge head.
When?
1952.
Oh, fucking old.
Oh, yeah. So, when men would work one job and be able to feed, like, five kids while the wife
yeah.
stood at home and cooked and sucked his dick. What a great time to live.
I wish.
As they slapped the shit out of them. I'm just joking.
That was going too far.
Well, it's
true.
So, it's a huge, at least 10 feet tall, which is fucked to me because that thing is massive. 10 feet tall
yeah.
is what the reptilians are supposed to be as tall as. And who knows what this thing is? Maybe an offshoot of some creature they made because listen to what it is. It has a face that gives off a reddish glow. So, like some kid that has... Oh, I'm not even
so, gonna it's just like shining face?
Kind of. A reddish glow.
No eyes or nothing?
No, wait. Its body is greenish that they can see, right? It has a heart-shaped, like, head. So it's almost, like, grooved in the middle and then comes
okay.
around in a big, like, pointy chin.
Yeah.
And then it has, like, eyes that are literally bulged out of their heads. Eyes are non-human. Were they bulging almost?
Yeah.
And maybe the eyes. I think these are the eyes that give off the glowish, the red
true,
glow,
yeah.
orange. And this thing is super tall, but it has like barely any arms. And it was, you know, and it was,
okay.
yeah. And it resembles, like the, it wears this cloak that almost looks like a skirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, ooh, pull it up.
Lovely.
But it has like barely any arms with like T-Rex hands.
Did you just say it looks like a guy in a skirt?
Yeah, it looks like it almost, the way the body would look.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
And it's been studied a couple like numerous times actually. Like reports that even said like it like has like it's like fingers like the ending like the, it's pretty much his fingers are like claws.
Oh, so it's got like barely any arm and super long fingers.
Yeah, super creepy. Get away from me. Like, and people, they said so there was just like this UFO was supposed to be crashed. People blamed it on a comet. And so, but maybe the creature was riding on the comet. But honestly, maybe it's some weird creature because like, if there's so many alternate dimensions where like every parable that you could think of is another dimension of what could happen, that... that would be fucking crazy. So they're obviously, if what we talked about even on the reptilian episode, but like, even like there's creatures that are like gnomes and fairies and hairy little creatures that like, who knows what could really exist.
That's true.
And if they end up getting like either dropped on this planet by UFOs or different aliens, or they just somehow evolved through toxic waste or anything. Like there's numerous possibilities. So let's get into one that I've never heard of. The Singbing.
The Sing Bing.
Sing Bing. Sing. Sing Bing. Sin Bing. Sig. No, fuck. I fucked it. It's Sig Bing. Sig Bing. Sig Bing. Sig Bin. See?
Sig Bin.
Sig Bing.
Okay.
So it explains where it comes from. The terrifying creature is from the Philippines.
That sounds Chinese.
Do you know about the Philippines?
Not well.
The Philippines is a place where it has the most. Human trafficking of children.
Oh.
So this is where all the pedophiles of power go to, other than Thailand, because Bill
Super
Clinton,
rich guys.
Bill Clinton, a president of the United States in the 80s, which the black culture actually liked, because he was supposedly helping other black communities and repping for them in poverty.
Yeah.
Guess what? More black people went, or black Africans or African Americans went in jail, more in jail during Bill Clinton's era than ever before, because he was
so he's trying to help them, but they're getting
and while he was president, they were building privately owned prisons, so every inmate they would hold, the more inmates they had, the more money they make off of them.
Oh,
boom, boom, boom. Yeah, is that crazy? Shit is fucked. So the Sig Bin, said to lurk in the shadows of this pedophile country that would literally shop children around the world, and elites will go there, sucks blood of its victims by consuming their shadows. So it's like Peter Pan trying to attach the shadow to his fucking feet, but this thing's sucking out its shadow. It's like Peter Pan trying to hold on to it.
What?
You remember Peter Pan? He, like, his shadow leaves his body. Like, tack it to his foot and shit. What a weird movie. I actually don't know why I just thought about that.
That's horrifying.
That came in my head out of nowhere. Because that's like a shadow. You think about his shadow escapes him and like fucking just like holding on to his feet. And Wendy wakes up. That's a fucking weird. The Sig Bin is said to walk backwards and its head lowered between its hind legs. So it like, I'm trying to like, it's almost like I play this game. What's that game called? There's a PlayStation game. Fucking wish I could think of it, but it's almost like Resident Evil shit. And there's a creature that follows you that literally looks like the Sig Bin, and it has
it's got big legs, and little arms, and its
head I'm literally
is
gonna look right now. On
its
my
whole
thing.
Body is under the like.
Oh, Evil Within,
region.
And Evil Within. I got stuck on this part on this game. I haven't even finished it yet. When this creature was following me, it had a head in face. Like it would face you with its head, but all of its legs were behind it and shit.
Oh.
And it was. And that's what this sounds like. It's long, flexible tail that can be used like a whip. Bitch.
Jeez.
It's said to emit a nasty odor. Like, this motherfucker stinks. Okay? And it looks for children to devour.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun. So, you know, while these children are also getting abducted by people and actually getting put into the sex ring that ultimately feeds the reptilians, the feed off of fucking children's souls, and this is the pistol going off, but in a sense, also they have this goddamn creature that goes around and lurks in the shadow and wants to fucking devour children while they're also being put into a sex ring to feed Bill Clinton's reptilian side. You know what I mean? They have some shitty lives up in fucking Philippines. I'm sorry, you guys. It does not sound fun. That's all I can say. So let's get into my one of my also Canadian favorite ones. Yeah, we're lucky to be in this country, which has just been blessed with the legislation of the legalization of weed.
Damn of marijuana. Right.
Oh, yeah, cannabis. Well, even when I went to Cuba, man, people were calling us cannabis because we've always been known as that country.
Really?
Yeah. Canada. Cannabis.
All right.
Let's get into my favorite one, the Melon Heads.
The Melon Heads.
Oh, you don't even know about this one. You have no idea.
No fucking clue, man.
Humans that roam the lake country in Ohio near towns of Chardon and Kirkland. These things, many origins of these stories, but the favorites is the government experiment. There's many origins of where these things came from. Like, there's origins like that this Dr. Melonhead was making them out in the forest. There's rumors of these things that they're, in a sense, we can't say the word anymore, but retarded. Mentally handicapped children with, they had hydrocephalus.
So they had a different, like...
No, hydrocephalus is supposedly where water fills your brain and your head expands, I think, when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And...
It just deformed their skull,
you know how,
right?
I told you, you know, they just throw them in the asylum, especially, like... You look fucked. I'm not taking care of you.
Yeah.
We'll lock you in the basement.
Throw you out in the wild.
There was no exact theory of what the testing was done, but the outcome, maybe, was humans with enormous heads, melon heads, were pretty much sent to a secret location in the woods near Windsor Road. They weren't really taken good care of at all. Nobody cared. So they end up wandering off. And they came back to the place in the woods. So, like, they were placed somewhere else. They end up getting experimented maybe in the woods. They were placed maybe probably in a mental institution. They end up wandering back to these woods. They call it the place in the woods where they wanted to go. And, like, they kind of just wandered off.
Wait,
and
they called it the place in the woods they wanted to go?
That's just the story of it.
Oh, okay.
But people I've heard said... They've seen them. There was kids that went to these woods that supposedly they roam around, and these kids that just wanted to go make out, have a good fucking or something.
Yeah.
And supposedly the melon heads stole their car and were yelping at them and shit. They literally, their car was stolen. They reported this to police that, oh, weird things with big heads fucking stole their car. Isn't that weird?
That's fucking awesome.
That weird? What the fuck? So... the melon heads supposedly still roam around, but you'll be okay in dark clothes since they can be aggressive in a full moon. They'll be aggressive in a full moon, so wearing dark clothes to stay hidden.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's.
But I can say, safe. I've said this before, back to everything goes back to the reptilians, why everything's connected. The full moon is supposed to be a hollowed out station, like an alien like base.
Yeah.
And that there's theories upon the moon of the whack theory. We'll actually do an episode on the hollow moon, but it's supposed to be an asteroid whacked upon another planet or the Earth and then created this moon around it that surfaced. But the thing is, they had sent a probe up to Mars, or not to Mars, up to the moon, and the probe went too fast. It was like a ship, essentially. It hit the moon, and the moon vibrated for 14 hours, which means the moon's hollow.
Yeah, it rang like a bell.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We talked about this before, so they project this through the fucking, the Oregon energy and all that shit. So let's talk about a fun one. Have you heard of the Ogopogo?
The Ono?
Ogopogo. So the Ogopogo is actually a monster that a lot of people have heard of before, but it's deep in the Okargon Lake. I'm not kidding.
Okanagan?
Oh, good job. Native. I can't do that. Okanagan Lake. You're actually super right. Actually, I think about that. Okanagan Lake. A water monster dwells in the dark abyss of this lake. Numerous sightings, both on the location and visitor, like locals talk about it, and then visitors that from like come and say they swear they see it. It's almost like the Canadian Loch Ness.
Oh, okay. Not mean? That makes more sense. Yeah.
Canadian whiskey, that Crown Royal. I said, take it easy.
I fucking saved you half of that.
Take it easy. I'm just joking. So, this Ogopogo dwells within this lake and the dark abysses of it. It's called the Lake Devil. Let's go to Ogopogo. The Lake Devil.
The Lake Devil.
First reported seen in 1872. Generally described as a serpent-like creature with multiple humps throughout its body and has like a horse-like head. So literally, it is like Loch Ness, but with like what's that fucking dinosaur that has all the spikes at the back?
Oh, Stegosaurus.
The Stegosaurus is almost like that, but a water creature. If I saw that shit, it'd be like, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, they were right. So I got this one. I love this one. So this is actually the first cryptic creature that's a little bit of a cannibal, a little bit of a meat eater, a little bit of likes the human flesh.
Oh, okay.
So an evil human-like demon who was believed by the Branta Canada as bringing in to the best country in the world, Algonquin tribes of the Great Lakes in the region of Canada. Okay, near Ontario, but more almost like near Hudson Bay kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's why Algonquin Park in near Toronto is Algonquin Park, because it's based on the Algonquin tribe. So this creature could turn humans into cannibals by possessing them. It looked like almost like this weird like creature with like almost horns, not horns, like horns, almost like a deer, like antlers.
Oh, okay.
Extremely tall. It looked emaciated, so it would look like it was dying, skinny as fuck.
So like almost moosey kind of looking thing?
Like
giant?
But it has rotting skin and sunken eyes. It almost stands on its hind legs.
But it's like a human and everything.
Yeah, but it would possess humans. But also, supposedly, if humans would, say, resort, especially in this time, this is native culture.
Yeah.
Would resort to eating another person, they would turn to the Wendigo. Because, like, their culture didn't believe in... In a sense, like eating your fellow tribesmen.
No.
I need to do that so bad.
Jeez.
So, there was tribes that would commit suicide, in a sense, so fucking they wouldn't have to eat each other when there's famine and stuff.
Okay.
So, it said to hang out in this forest and look for people hungry enough to eat someone else. Also, Wendigo was a symbol of greed in Native culture.
Oh.
Trippy, eh?
That's kind of weird.
Kind of weird, eh?
I've heard of it before. I just don't...
The Wendigo, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where I've heard of it. I just know I have.
Jesus. We're watching Evil Dead, and there's blood spraying the fuck everywhere. Oh, this is where he gets eaten by the creature in the basement.
He was the main guy.
No, it's not another person. Oh. A bunch of people came to the house for a stupid reason.
Ah, all right.
Like, literally, I've watched... We watched Freddy vs. Jason. We also kind of watched the One Nightmare on Elm Street a little bit, but not really. Me and you, I'm talking about.
Oh,
remember?
Okay.
Like, we did watch Freddy vs. Jason. We pretty much went to the end of the fight scene.
Because
it's like the best part.
Out that fucking Jason X and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
we did watch a little bit of Jason X, but I actually want to go back and rewatch it. So, I was putting a pause on this to get you into something I told you about but didn't tell you about. I told you what he was called. You ever heard of Old Mop Top?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, or Jello.
Only from you.
No, I called him Old Mop Top Tissue at work, but his name's Old Yellow Top.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm picturing like a mop for hair and shit.
Okay, his name is Old Yellow Top. So, this is literally, it's, we'll get to it, but it's like Bigfoot. But, you ever seen Wayne's World?
Not exactly, a little bit.
Kill this kid.
Wow.
Wayne's World is one of my favorite movies. I remember renting it when I was like, 11 or 10 years old with a home. My dad got it for me to watch. It's a Mike Myers film that was based on a Saturday Night Live sketch that they did. So sad. Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party time.
Took me a minute
excellent.
There.
Wow.
He's got the big old fuzzy hair
and glasses. And that's what I would think of this creature, because when silver miners founded the town of Cobalt in September 1906, they discovered the area came with an unexpected resident.
okay.
Old Yellow Top.
Oh.
I just saw, I gotta say this, it's because I just saw Joe Rogan stand up live. His buddy is funny as fuck. His name's Tony Hinchcliffe. He opened for him, and he had this whole bit about Slop Top. And I've told you about it. Slop tops were, you know, there's the girls that just hold your dick and try to just suck it normally. And, like, they try to do their best. But then old slop top is where, like, the, where it's not, it's just slop top. I call the old slop top because maybe that's why I call the old mop top because of slop top. So it's a whole bit about he meets the he wants to have his first threesome. He meets these Louisiana girls and he makes fun of them and says they would resemble girls from Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah,
which is a place in Canada.
I think he showed me a skit or something. Yeah,
and it's super funny because he made fun of Hamilton having slutty girls, and Hamilton is near Toronto, Ontario, in Canada, and it's like Toronto, but smaller and far worse. And Brantford, where we live, is a little Hamilton, so it's even worse.
Yeah.
Like I can say one thing about Brantford. Brantford, when I was growing up, in around 1998, had a worse crime rate due to populace. It's a small, small city, but due to populace, than fucking Detroit.
Whoa. Yeah,
that's how much crime is going on because how many
people... We're still worse than Toronto based on people.
People, which is pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
For how much people we have. So, this is pretty trippy. In this place, this unexpected resident shows up. A tall, 8 foot tall ape-like creature. He's 8 foot tall, so, you know, a little taller than Shaquille. You know, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq in there. So Shaq's like 7'6", so he's a little taller than Shaqy. And the creature's similar to like Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
With
when
a mop
like
of yellow hair on top.
Oh my god.
That's super weird. What is this shit? It's like on its head, like it like it's, I picture like Garth's hair from Wayne Dwayne on this Bigfoot creature that's he's like he's more gangly and like less hair.
Yeah.
So the monsters has been people have been seeing this shit for 64 years. And Cobalt.
It almost sounds like the giant sloth, which is what everyone thinks Bigfoot is.
Yeah.
But it's an extinct animal, right?
The thing is, even like, think about like, what the fuck's that one? The duck creature that the Pokemon based on? Platypus. No, oh, that's the Pokemon creature. Fucking
no, a platypus.
Is, oh no, no, that's animal. A Pokemon creature. No, yeah, it's like, yeah, you're
I
right.
I don't know the Pokemon
creature. No, you're right.
You're creature.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. Platypus. I don't know why I said that. Jesus. Okay. Maybe we are. We got a little high for this. I like it. This is better. That sometimes like you haven't got high for it. It doesn't make.
That's true.
Toronto has a tunnel monster.
A tunnel monster in Toronto.
We're going to finish this off in Toronto because we're literally an hour drive away from Toronto.
I'm going to go meet the tunnel monster.
You don't want to. This thing's creepy.
Is it that bad?
So, legends of a hairy child-sized humanoid lives in the waterways of Ontario. So, why they believe this, I read upon this, I don't even have this written down, is like almost like when Toronto was being built, there were certain waterways and rivers and natives that lived in the area that we pretty much genocide did. God, worse than what Hitler did, but, you know, we'll just... beat that up. We'll just ignore that. And the funny thing is, we've talked about Native culture many times in this podcast because I'm... People in the States are a bunch of racist fucks. They didn't have to, like, I grew up with a lot of my friends being Native.
Yeah.
Back and forth and being either
like,
drug addicts or
right
being super dude, like,
res,
good dudes.
Right?
Yeah. And the res is still owned by the crown. I'll say this numerous times. You don't own your land and you should rise up. Let's kill.
We should all rise up.
So I want to say this about these tribes. They believe these, like, when Toronto was building their city, okay? And, like, it would have been... about the early 18th century, like getting into the 19th century, well, it'd be the 18th century when they started really building Toronto, like, and they ended up planning, I don't even know the exact date, when they planned, like, the CN Tower was something huge.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, at the
I don't know 50s? Nothing about any of this.
Fucking our 40s. I hope fucking I'm right. 40s, 50s. But in any sense, when they started building this, they were building it on top of a lot of natives believed that riverways and certain water areas were spiritual bound. So when they started building on top of these, they said
graves,
but these waterways were a specific thing of where they thought. So, and when they started putting in sewer systems, they believed a lot of weird creatures and entities and things. That's why I really enjoy and like Native culture because it's very interesting, the things they believe. So this legend of this weird, like child-sized little creature, okay, in the waterways in 1978, a Toronto man, his name, oh, I can't remember what his name was. It sounded like Eugene or Something funny. He would only be known as one other person. He was looking for his missing cat, okay? When he ended up, like, he tried to go in this culvert. You know what a culvert is? So a culvert's like the big open area which is like goes into the sewer system. He sees a thing he'll never forget. A creature that literally, like, he sticks in his mind where his wife even believes what he saw. Because of how tripped out he was. A long, thin, almost monkey-like creature, 3 foot tall again, some small little fucker, with large sharp teeth, gray skin, okay? Oh. And its eyes glowed orange. Again, these glowing eyes. Yeah, what is these creatures with glowing eyes?
Maybe reflections.
You know what this thing said?
I don't fucking know.
He went up to the thing, he saw this little creature and said, "No way!" Would that not be... Yeah. Would that not be scary? He looks for his cat. He's looking for his cat. He looks in a culvert, which is a big open grave, like in the movie It. When they look for it, he's like, "Go away!" Like, you know how scary that would be? Okay. So he tells him to go away, and then it ran off in the dark. And he's like, "Fuck this." Like, fucking scurries off. Oh, man, you know what I forgot?
So this thing can, like, talk English and everything?
I forgot about saying the Sin Bing made it fucking sound like a clap when it clapped his wings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
I know, me too. So this is weird. When people went to investigate the story, because this was literally reported on the Toronto Sun. It was.
What
this
was?
Story
oh,
of
this
guy
yeah.
seeing this shit in 1978.
Wait, it was in the fucking news?
It was in the Sun. The fucking Toronto Sun is literally a paper that Spider-Man ended up getting based off of and stuff. Because,
No way. Yeah. Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know some shit, yeah, because the Toronto Sun's like the Daily Bugle, that's how they inspired this name of like this, it's pretty interesting. So the funny thing is when they investigated the culvert, they discovered the culvert emptied into the city, into the sewer system, okay?
Okay.
Really trippy, and they found a cat, a dead cat. So he was looking for his cat, and this creature obviously ate it or something.
And that's why he's seen the fucking creature, right?
Yeah.
He probably just took his cat and fucking ran.
Man, and think of, get out of here. Like, you know, like, holy fuck, you need to calm down, bro. Or, like, we want to do another sound effect? How about that fucking thing from Jersey Devil? Fuck, man, hearing those sounds, that would trip me out the most. And there's tons of cryptids. That's, like, word. That's the last story. But we got a little time. Usually we do 45 minutes to an hour and so.
That's true. That's very true.
Clink. I'm just going to take it.
I saved you like half of that.
Okay. Well, I just poured my last shot, but we'll see. Because I'm down for a little sig sig. I don't smoke often, but with you I smoke. I enjoyed that. Those creatures are interesting because, like, I kind of believe that, like, there must be, like,
something other than, like, for intelligent wise.
No, well, in a sense, or even just, like, what's going on and what we see. And there's, like, certain creatures even found in other parts of the country.
And based on how much of the world is actually explored.
Yeah. Well, especially undersea stuff. Like, the Ogopogo and all those. Yeah. Like, you're going to dive down there and try to find this creature.
Exactly.
Like, they're, you know...
And, like, there, it goes so deep that we could never fucking make it to the bottom.
This is the first time we've actually, like, not finished a movie. The end of Evil Dead's getting fucked. Everyone's getting fucked up.
I don't even know what's happening.
We have to rewatch this movie. He's tripping out.
He just keeps looking worse as it goes.
See, he gets the wet... Oh, man. You gotta watch the show Ash vs. the Evil Dead. Like, that was fucking fun. So, Halloween's ramping up. Our next episode, legitimately, I got a buddy at work that really wants to do serial killers, so we might get into that first. We'll see what we're doing, but get ready for the Halloween episode. Because that's going to be fun. Halloween.
Fucking Oogada Boogada.
Oogada Boogada. Boogeyman.
That was the, not the Boogeyman at all. That was that was Crash Bandicoot's buddy.
Yo, high five. Did you download the new version of it?
Like Crash Bandicoot? Yeah, so not yet. I got it. Really? I got it.
Me and my girlfriend loved that game when we were growing up.
Yeah.
We haven't beat it. We've got super far. We beat the Crash Bandicoot 3 because it was the easiest because they changed the algorithm of the game so they could actually like make it a little easier for people. Because the first two, we've almost probably close to beating the second one, but the first game is so fucking hard. Is it all of them? Yes. It's all three of them.
And guess what's
coming out, which me and my girlfriend are super excited for? Spyro is coming out. It's $50 coming out in November. We're super excited because we're gonna get so drunk and play Spyro. Because when years ago, me and her, like, I've been with my girlfriend for years.
Fucking
when we were kids, like fucking like 20, we fucking like we played
20.
Well, I was 27, so like 6 years ago, we played all three of the games over while we were stoned on PlayStation 3 because you could buy them.
Yeah.
And the original version, but now they're redoing it. We're super excited.
See, I played them all on the PlayStation 1 and shit.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why we knew how to beat certain parts. I used to always hate the guy that was the egg guy.
I fucking
hate that. So guess what we're going to see next week? That fucking me and my girlfriend.
What's
Halloween,
that?
Bitch. The remake. I told her it comes out tomorrow. Sick. Halloween, Michael Myers. I'm going to see you next week.
That's not bad. Yeah. Canada's Wonderland.
It's the first time we kind of just chatted up on the end.
Yeah,
of it.
that's and true.
It's sad because like it's at 42 minutes. We're perfect.
All right.
Yeah, this is perfect. I had fun talking about the strange monsters. That shit was fun.
Yeah. No, this one was fucking
all right.
Fun.
Let's go have a cancer stick.
Don't say it like that.
Strange brew. Don't smoke cigarettes. Smoke weed. I only smoke once and often. Don't do any other shit. Let's just keep it real.
Merry Halloween, guys.
Yeah, happy pagan holiday. Let's fucking sacrifice some children, okay? High five. Okay.
A little brutal for high five.